Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good to be with you. Today's reading is from Matthew, and while it sounds familiar, there is a difference. We often conflate the different stories of Advent and Christmas and the birth of Christ in our minds as we walk through this season. For instance, while this story is very familiar, we need to realize that it's only in Luke that the angel comes to Mary and tells her that the child she bears will be the Messiah, and that she is with child due to the Holy Spirit. In Matthew, our reading for today, the angel comes to Joseph and not to Mary. We hear nothing of a visit to Mary. We just hear that she is, in fact, pregnant, and Joseph is presented with that fact. All of this, scandalous to a degree today, but we cannot imagine the scandal this was in that day. In fact, Jewish law goes into great efforts to provide guidelines to ensure that the newly married wife is not pregnant with someone else's baby. The reason for these guidelines is inheritance. Land was divvied up in the peasant class through lineage, and thus the line was quite important. This says Joseph was a righteous man, which meant he followed the laws carefully. He knew exactly what was supposed to be, and he knew full well the situation he found himself in was not a good one. But in his dream, he had faith. God was telling him that even with all the rules that Joseph knew, he had to trust that this odd thing, this totally unwished for outcome, was exactly as it should be. Joseph had the power in this situation. He could have easily, and in that society, justifiably, cut Mary loose, named the child as illegitimate, and gone on. He would have been, as we say, well within his rights to do so. But God steps in here and asks Joseph to believe the unbelievable. And not only to believe it, but to completely change his life and to turn it upside down for it. We know that many of the super prophets of this era had birth stories that were designed to give credibility to the prophet by placing them in the right family line from the right place or town. There's certainly some of that going on here, but not with any earthly line, instead with a line straight from God through an angel. It would have been a hard sell, but one the people at least knew from other birth stories. What was different here is that there's no grand and cataclysmic event to bring this prophet to reality. No, it was a very small, ordinary, and what is important here, deeply scandalous situation which would usher in the Savior of the world. That is a remarkable thing. And if I could hope we might get one thing from this story today, it would be this: God can redeem anything. If Jesus can come in this way, then surely we, with all we bring to the table, whatever it might be, are children of God, redeemed and loved. That is surely there in this story, and it's surely good news. But there's another thing that I would like us to see as the gift of this story, and that is this: what may seem small and insignificant, perhaps even scandalous, can be, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say is, a moment which can and does change the world. That's what we often miss if we make this story about some other time long ago, if we make it almost a fairy tale that we warmly retell year after year, and we don't make it something we live ourselves. You've heard that saying, I think, the flap of the butterfly's wing in Tokyo can cause the tornado in Texas. I don't know the physics of all of that, but the theological notion within it is pretty much right on. We are all connected in this life, and there is not, even though it is comfortable sometimes to think so, such a thing as an isolated event. Unlikely situations, people, places, the smallest of things can and do change the world. We might not see it right away, or we might not realize it ever, but nothing happens in isolation. That the birth of Jesus happened is hardly, if ever, in dispute. How it happened and what it meant and means has been in dispute ever since it was first reported. No matter the debate that goes on about it, the birth itself changed the world, whether it is believed or not, whether it is followed or not. On this day, when we will receive one into this church we share, And through that, all of us be reminded of our baptisms and our call to live into that. It is good to remember that baptism is seen by us as birth. As we eagerly await Jesus' birth, we remember our rebirth in our baptism. We are all reminded of the call on us to die to our old selves and to rise to our new selves, to truly be born a Christian, something different than before. In reception or confirmation, we say we are of the age to say that for ourselves. We confirm what someone said for us when we didn't know what we were saying. In all these things, we say we are changed. So we will soon, all of us together, be invited to answer and hear what truly are radical questions with radical answers for these days we live in. Those questions we find in our baptismal covenant. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Those questions are questions calling us to action, things we will do. A new life we will live. The birth of Jesus was one small event in a place tucked out of the way in a bustling town where most people could care less and no one knew anything the least bit out of the ordinary had even happened. In other words, it was just another day in Bethlehem. And the next day was too. And for 30 years, hence, no one really knew about this story we hear about today. And we'll celebrate in the next few days and look forward to every year, and which we say is an event that changed the course of history. No one knew anything about that story. It was just another birth, a scandalous one at that. This is the gift we are given in this, our story, that every moment you share, every smile, conversation, every step is a new birth where you have the chance to bring a new love into the world. May you live within the light of that love in these coming days. May that love call forth the songs you sing. May that love enliven your celebrations. May that love be within you. And may that love become your greatest gift to receive and to give this day, this season, and every moment of your life. My sisters and brothers, I have said these words to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.